Hot Tackler episode 280, Game Informer reveal episode for the week of April 9, 2012.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Deathstorm.
I'm your co-host, Greg, or G. Lewis.
I'm your guest, Eagleburn.
And Stefan, I guess, decided not to talk.
Yep.
Deb is here, however.
I'm looking to go after him.
So welcome, everybody.
Hello, Deft. Dude, if he comes on pulling this crap, I'm going to just kick him from the co-host position. I get him on here so he can talk, not just sit away from Skype or play WoW or whatever he does.
He's out jogging those jelly donuts off.
Jelly donuts? Okay, no comment.
Anyway. Welcome, everybody, to episode 280. A lot of stuff happened this week. Dustin went the PAX.
Woo!
Reddit's going to have a tournament this week. And Game Informer came out this week, having a lot of juicy details about Halo 4, though they're not supposedly 100% in context of, you know, reality. But
from what I heard, they're like, it's supposed to come out like the 12th. Like the Game Informer stuff is coming out the 12th or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out like on the 10th or something. I don't know.
Well, anyway, this is the 9th, so we have not actually been able to read it officially. We don't have our copies with us. So.
I actually read it all through the scans.
Do you have your copy? Like, did it get mailed to you? Or you read?
No, I'm not subscribed to them.
So I guess everything is it's still speculation. We're just gonna say that because it's not out yet, so we're not gonna say it's, you know, true yet. More than likely it is, but you know, you never know.
I'll just say no comment.
Dustin has no comment on this. I think secretly Dustin works at Microsoft and he just doesn't work.
says my 343 Halo shirt.
Wait, do you actually have a shirt?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
Oh my god.
Hey, PAX was fun. I had a good time.
So what'd you do over there at PAX there, Dustin?
For the most part, it more or less was my first PAX. I know I went to Halo Fest and that, but now I hear my echo. Okay, not anymore.
Stephen.
But this was basically my first PAX because when I went to Prime last year, I basically just stayed in Halo Fest the whole time. So the only time I ever went to any other part of PAX was to go buy stuff from the Rooster Teeth booth. So this was pretty much my first real PAX, and I'm using air quotes. But it was pretty fun. The exhibition hall was really cool. The only things I was really going in planning on seeing was Borderlands, and I didn't even know Assassin's Creed was going to have a big presence there. But they had a booth and they had a little video that they showed off of some actual Assassin's Creed 3 gameplay. And I have to say, it looks pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, it looks really fun. I didn't see the video, but I saw some screenshots. He's like in the middle of a battlefield. It's really cool.
Yeah, so the engine for Assassin's Creed 3 can hold up to or control at one time 2,500 NPCs.
What?
Yeah, so apparently the
engine on the PC.
On the Xbox. So the engine that runs Assassin's Creed 1 and 2 could do somewhere around 200 to 250. So they basically made it tenfold for Assassin's Creed 3. They rebuilt the engine almost from the ground up, I think.
I wonder if that's going to be on multiple discs for the Xbox.
I don't think so. I don't think they've made really any plans to make it multiple discs.
I could see that, though. I mean, it's not like
I mean, LA Noir, Forza.
Yeah, LNR was a huge game. Yeah, the immense detail.
I really doubt that Assassin's Creed 3 is going to be a multi-disc for Xbox.
And I hate that crap so much.
But
you're so immersed in the story.
Was Mass Effect 3 a multi-disc?
For Xbox?
Yeah.
I don't have it, but I think no.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of like hot new games lately are being multi-disc because like there's so much, you know, data and, you know, so much new technology with the games, but the consoles can't seem to keep up memory wise.
Well, the Xbox can't keep up. PS3 can.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, Xbox.
So
yeah.
So what else besides Assassin's Creed did you get to do there?
Well, there was the Rooster Teeth booth, of course, and I got to go see. Oh, my Xbox is okay. Sorry, just. Xbox. So the Rooster Teeth booth, they actually had, it looked pretty nice, and they actually revealed during their panel that the booth that they had, and I'm sure you can find pictures of this on the internet, but it's going to be their stage for video podcasts. So they're basically bringing back the video format of the Rooster Teeth podcast that they've done before, and they're going to be doing it live. So. They had that at their booth, and I went ahead and bought all the ISM posters except for Simmons because I didn't have any more Simmons left when I went to go buy them.
How much were they?
$10 a pop.
That's not too bad.
No, it's really not for a poster.
So they have
like
every character?
They had, so it's Tucker, Caboose, Church, Griff, Sarge, Donut.
I would be happy
with
Caboose.
And then Simmons, they didn't have left.
That's fine. Simmons sucks anyway.
Simmons is cool. Gus is cool.
What? Did you get to talk to any of those guys? Like Bernie or any of them? Who was there?
I mean, I stopped by and said hi. So I talked with a few of them, and it looks like they'd be willing to be on for a show after they premiere season 10. So we're going to have those guys on again pretty soon as well.
We can get like Matt and Joel, and hopefully we won't have a 4-hour episode.
Yeah. I'm seeing if I can get Gus or Gavin on. And we're probably gonna have Blondie on at some point as well. But I told them, yeah, we're not. I promise we're not gonna do another 5-hour long podcast.
So they actually heard of it. Oh, never mind. I don't know if they actually talked. I always thought it was funny that our longest episode was the one we were most nervous for, because Bernie was cool.
Yeah.
It was a 5-hour episode with Bernie.
I mean, it was inadvertently. We weren't planning on it being half that long, but
it's really long.
Yeah.
That's why we think that he won't respond.
Well, I think... I think he'll respond.
No, I'm kidding.
But I think it was kind of the naiveness of me podcasting and not knowing when to kind of cut things off, and then... One other thing that we did for that podcast is we did it live, and we had about 70 people watching the stream and asking tons of questions. So, me being...
You should try to get Jeff in, though. That'd be fun.
Jeff? Yeah. Well, he was actually on when our former hosts, Fumo and JVB, were actually doing it. So, he's already been on the show.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get other people from Mr. Teeth on the show. So, but they'll probably be on... at some point, I'm guessing in May, I think.
Yeah, next month.
They showed a trailer for season 10 at PAX.
Okay.
If we set that up, you can tell me. So I want to go through and do a RVB marathon before then.
I have all the DVDs except for season 9.
Oh, I gotta drive up there. We gotta do a marathon. it's already happening. Daft, you coming?
Sure, why not?
Hey, there he is.
Oh, boy. No, as long as you promise him free pizza, he'll answer.
I'm having you know, you guys come through my speaker, so I just have my mic muted, you know, so there's no back and forth.
So that whole time that we were trying to say Daft, where are you? You were just ignoring.
No, at that time I was actually just in the kitchen getting some Gatorade.
Oh,
Gatorade. But you know, anyway, hello, you know,
Gatorade.
Your host Dappling here, you know, introductory. So
co-host.
Water sucks.
What?
So yeah, that sounds awesome. I can't. Hopefully that other people get to check out stuff on the inner tubes and.
Well, I'm thinking the trailer will be up. If it's not today, it'll probably be up tomorrow.
And
I bet.
Don't forget to check out Dustin, BS Angel, Grim Brother 1, Grim Brother 4. Hitmonchan, and I think some other people were dancing.
Yeah, let me go ahead and pull some of these up. Crew Legacy, Scott W. Bradford, Grim Brother 4, NCSU Duncan, Mig Chavez NYC. That's underscore NYC.
Is Keek dancing too?
No, he was not there that night. Rukizel, BS Angel, Sarcasm Bully, Tiny CG, The underscore Texorcist, Goose Cheka, The Light Show, Nuclear Taco, with some Nuke Taco 42. And I think that's it. If I miss anybody, sorry guys, they're probably all listening to this and yelling obscenities at me right now. But I think that's everyone. And I'm checking on Twitter.
Nothing different than any other day.
Or I could throw Bravo MLG too.
But I mean, yeah, you met a lot of people. Did you guys do a show or anything?
We did. There's actually the Waypoint Modcast did a recording. We actually did one Saturday night. And it got posted today, so go over to cruellegacyproductions.com and you can find the Waypoint Modcast there. And I was actually on it, and we had a blast. So and we'll be reposting it as a special either tomorrow or Wednesday. So you'll hear that before this show actually. So if you've heard that, you know what we're talking about. And if not, go listen to it. Because it's really, really funny.
So, next up...
And there's a German guy. Oh, Hyper Trooper. And I did forget him. Hyper Trooper. So, follow him as well. But, yeah, other than that, there was also Orcs Must Die 2.
Were they all on this episode?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the show floor again.
Okay.
I checked out that. Twitch TV had a booth there, and I'm not exactly sure why, other than just kind of to have a presence. They were streaming, like, they had Destructoid streaming. They had some League of Legends stuff streaming as well. Other than that, I think it was just kind of a promo for the service.
Yeah, I liked watching the Red Bull land on there.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yes, yeah, before Columbus.
All right.
Anywho, is there anything else that you want to speak on about?
There was a Gunner booth, and I got to hang out with Bravo for a while. For any of you guys that follow MLG, he's one of the commentators now for MLG, and he actually graduates in 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From where?
Where'd he go?
Excuse me. I'm drawing a blank at the moment. I do remember though he's getting his degree in communications.
I'm taking communications class now.
I can't remember what university he's going to. But he'll be on in probably next week and well, I'll ask him again then and look like an idiot. other than that, I didn't get to check out Borderlands 2, even though that was kind of one of the things I wanted to check out. But it was pretty much just an open floor with gameplay stations. So, I mean, Borderlands is just kind of one of those things. Like, I know I'm going to be hyped for it anyways, because Borderlands 1 was a pretty good game. And I mean, who doesn't love Borderlands? I mean, really.
I picked up Borderlands Game of the Year Edition while the DLC used for like $22 the other day at GameStop. Great deal.
I don't think Russians like Borderlands. Communists. Castro.
Why do you say that?
You know, actually, it's actually interesting because...
they don't like fun.
Because shout out to Daxter Unlimited, who actually is a self-proclaimed Marxist. He loves Borderlands.
I didn't say all of them. I just said some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is he?
He's like 17, 18.
I don't think you could be a true anything before you.
No. I've talked to him. He's a proud starch Marxist. I'm serious. You can ask him.
At 17, I thought I was gonna have one job, one girlfriend, go straight through school as a chemist. That didn't work out.
10 years later.
Now I'm a web developer. Look at that. And Dustin's working for the CIA. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You don't even know where I work, do you?
I know you work for the government. That's all I know. No, it's
Well, he answers to Ben Bernanke. Hey, how about that? All right, Federal Reserve, anyone?
What do you do for the government?
He doesn't like to talk about it.
Oh, so secret. Secret.
Well, I mean, I just got barely a glimpse of what I think I'm doing today, and I'm still not sure. So
you just started this week, so he doesn't. I'm guessing he
like I started today, and I mean, day one you barely get anything done. So
you should do a video blog on your new job.
Duststorm is the coffee bringing yes man.
Excuse me.
Coffee bringing yes man of Jay Carney, press secretary.
Who?
You don't know who Jay Carney is? The joke of a human being, a press secretary.
No, I do not.
He's Robert Gibbs 2.0.
Still not ringing a bell.
Well, who else would they get? Anyway, whatever. We'll talk about.
I want Newt Gingrich.
We'll talk about this later.
No. He would not take any crap from the press. He would slaughter them.
Okay. So we have a guest host, if nobody noticed, that comes from Reddit. He's a moderator over at the /r/Halo.
That reminds me, I need to get a Reddit account.
There's a lot of postings going on over there. Even Bravo posts on there, so you should get on. And they're going to do, I don't know if it's your first ever or the first ever that you know of.
It's the first official. We've had some unofficial tournaments in the past.
So first official Reddit free-for-all tournament, and we want to help them out in any way we can, so we're going to try to get the word out. And we've given them some advice. Hopefully we don't really know how exactly it's going to go. We might be able to help out run it, too. I know it's such short notice, but it's going to happen next weekend. And we have an Eagle Burn here.
Wait, this weekend or next weekend?
This weekend.
This weekend.
I was about to say, if it's next weekend, I might be able to help, but this weekend,
yeah.
No.
Yeah,
14th and 15th.
If you want to wait till next weekend, too, I definitely can help as well. But anyway, I'm just saying you could have a lot more help from us who know what we're doing. Next week.
Whoa.
What?
I've only done one tournament.
Hold on. I've only done like six. So.
All right. So it's you. So you mean you, not we, but you.
You're a good listener. I can tell you what to do.
Now, I don't think it's going to be as hard as everyone's saying it is, but, you know, I don't think it's going to be fully clean.
No, I mean, it's not going to go fully, you know, you're not going to have any hiccups, but that's the fun of it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people that don't have fun with it will just know that they've never been in a tournament before, and it's part of the fun.
And just to tell everyone that's listening, right now the plan is, even with Solnar Halo, there's a tournament leaders thing. The jobs of these tournament leaders will kind of be the same as moderators for the tournaments. You know, handle everything, all that. And right now, like me and the guys at Podtacular just discussed about 30 minutes ago, we may have a whole bracket for each tournament leader, and the championship of that bracket will go against the other tournament leader champions. I think that's what we discussed, right?
Yeah, the way that we thought, we don't know if we're actually going to do it because, you know, we don't get to make the decision, but the way that we suggested was each looks like you have a tournament leader. You're like Siren, Maddie McD, all those guys over there. Each one, if there is 300 people, each person would get 50 people. And then from their bracket, whoever wins their bracket would go on to the end. And then
so do you guys not kind of firmly have this set up yet? I mean, one of the things about tournament is
go on.
At least kind of from what I've seen around other tournaments is that you usually want to have a pretty clear defined set of rules before you a good deal in advance before you start saying
like a month.
There will be a very very official all the rules will be posted a few days before. The reason is going to be a few days because you know I don't want everyone to forget them.
It's their first one, it's a learning experience, so
yeah. And you know it's going to be an open discussion, you know, with Reddit is a Reddit type of thing, so like at the end of the rules I'm going to ask, you know, What can be your improvement on these rules, and you don't discuss it with the community.
Yeah,
this is what we can do.
Not one person is right. That's what's good.
I know. But I'll give everyone a warning about the rules, though. They're going to be strict. I mean, it's not going to be like, I showed up 10, you know, a player's not going to come in and say, I showed up 10 minutes late. Sorry, guys. Can we play a tournament now? No, that's not going to happen, because if we delay it, it's one for one player, and that means we're delaying the whole round, and the tournament will never finish.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is going to be a strict, you got to be here on time if you want to play, because, you know, the people who don't follow the rules are not going to make everyone who follows the rules suffer. So.
That's the only way you can really run a
system. Yeah, exactly. It's like the times. You know, a lot of people complain about the time of the tournament. You know, there's no time that's happy for everyone. You know, just doing, you know, what the overall best option is.
And if you guys aren't available on the weekend nights, I don't really think you need to be doing a tournament anyway.
Well, you know, by the way, I'm not going to be available. But this is going to be the rare time where I'm not available because, you know, this is spring break for me. And I'm going to Gulf Shores. I'm going to the beach with my friends. So, you know, but other weeks, I'm usually
there. Giving it up.
Yeah, exactly. And other weekends, I'm pretty much available the whole time. My girlfriend works late nights. So,
Well, on the tournament, if I don't, I'm pretty sure that we haven't really gotten.
Yeah, that's my dog. My
bad. Oh, okay.
We haven't really gotten into it that much, but it's going to be a free-for-all tournament. So if you guys from Podtacular want to join, I think we will probably release this by the time.
This will be out tomorrow or Tuesday.
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Yeah, so Tuesday. This will be out Tuesday.
So if you guys are listening and want to sign up, head over to Reddit. And then there's a lot of topics. Just look around for the tournament ones.
Yeah, I'll put in the sidebar. If anyone wants to know, it's when I announce it, when the sign-up is up, all information is going to be in the sidebar.
How did your guys' Halo 3 repopulation day go?
Oh, well, I wasn't part of it because I had other plans. But I think it got kind of lucky for them because that was the same day all the Game Informer stuff leaked.
So a lot of people were just into it?
Yeah, I think that was kind of unlucky for them. But I heard it was still a big turnout. I got see some montages on it. You know, I don't know the numbers. But I think like 26,000 people were online or something like that. I don't know if that's big or not for Halo 3. But people seemed to thought it was big. But yeah, I wasn't part of it, unfortunately.
So I know Reddit was one of the big people that were trying to make this happen. Though,
oh, yeah, I think
they posted it on our site, too. But I don't even think Dustin posted it. But I don't even know that he knew about that Reddit basically started this.
No, I knew that it was something based on Reddit.
Well, it was a user on Reddit that started it. Some user. I'm not sure what his Reddit username was, but I don't know. It wasn't really Reddit.
I think it was Green Skull that started it. Or maybe not him, but...
I'm not sure. I don't know who started it.
He said the guy who started sent me a few messages, put the sidebar. But, you know, that's like 2 weeks ago.
Check out even the Halo Reddit for you guys that don't... go on it, because I post stuff on there every once in a while, and if you guys want to upvote me and give me some karma, I'm just kidding. If you want to upvote and get Podtacular to the top, maybe we can get
some. Halo, it's an awesome community. Mature people, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, if you guys go to podtacular.com and you're complaining about not enough posts, there's definitely more.
The other day was crazy in terms of deleting posts and stuff.
Yeah, you guys had so much stuff when the Game Informer thing
came. We deleted so many memes. I think I deleted like 10 of them. It's crazy because we have a rule of no memes.
And you guys really need to somehow get people to stop doing it. It is kind of annoying.
Well, no, we have it in the rules. What I'm going to be doing soon, though, like when someone... It's in our Battle 3, if you want to go to there. Once you submit an article in our Battle 3, once you click that submit button, there's a huge picture that comes up. I'm reminding everyone of the rules. I'm going to be adding that soon. Saying, don't add memes. So hopefully that'll stop it. Cause it's in the sidebar. Oh yeah, I can do anything pretty much. I mean, I've even like, some of my friends are on Reddit, and we have a Flare thing where you can put your rank next to your name and your gamer tag. I'll mess with my friends, just change their ranks and gamer tags.
Well, don't change mine. Hopefully you
even. Nah. I'll do anyone else's. They might get mad.
So, but is it really confirmed that there's gonna be no dual wielding again?
I'm not really surprised by that.
Yeah, I thought
I mean, it wasn't Halo 3 or Reach, and to be honest, I mean, it's a cool feature, but it's not really important. I mean, I really don't see how it impacts anything.
I guess that's true. I mean, everybody go check out Reddit, sign up for the tournament if you haven't already, or if you
didn't. Yeah, that's cool, man. It looks sweet.
Daft might be able to help that day,
I
mean, he said.
I guess in terms of dual wielding, it's not like you... I mean, you could have the option in there and let people choose whether or not they want to use it, but I mean, I don't think it's a make or break.
Yeah. I think Sprint's in the same field, too. A lot of people hate Sprint, but I don't think it's a game-breaking mechanic.
Talk to competitive players.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I mean, like,
I'm not gonna.
I mean, still, it's not. I don't call it game breaking. I do call it game changing. But I think armor log and stuff like that is game breaking.
Yeah. Don't get us started. We already had a podcast
on. Oh yeah, no, armor log's not gonna be. They confirmed that armor log's not gonna be in the game, but they kind of implied it heavily. Hopefully, it won't be.
Anyway, so yeah, check out Reddit and everything. Next, we're going to go over for a little bit on the new Game Informer magazine, probably the biggest news that happened in the past couple of weeks in the Halo community.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff came out, and we're not really too sure because Frankie did post something on Twitter and on the NeoGAF forums, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that was like, people, you need to stop freaking out. It's not exactly the way you think it is. He called it the storm before the calm. So I'm going to guess that he means that people are freaking out now, and eventually they're not going to freak out once he tells them.
Well, he kind of implied stop comparing. He didn't say it directly, but he said stop comparing to Call of Duty. He still plays like Halo. That's kind of what he said.
Yeah, I mean, there's loadouts. You buy stuff and you can rate loadouts before you go in. Now, I mean, I'm not gonna say any of this is true. It's just what's in the Game Informer.
Yeah, that's all
that we've seen. I'm not gonna say it's in the Game Informer because.
I mean, I completely understand what Frank is saying because I mean, like, I kind of feel bad for people for driver now because you know, all games have implemented Call of Duty features. You know, Battlefield, Gears of War, Tribes. You know, and when Halo does it, everyone's adding differently, but I don't think the features that P4-3 are adding is what makes Call of Duty an unbalanced game. I don't think people need to be that scared.
I think that we saw in, a lot of people have been saying this, that we saw in Reach that you added a little bit of inconsistency and unknown somewhere.
Yeah, Bloom.
Bloom, okay, so, and, I mean, they added Bloom and they had to add other things like sprint and different armor abilities to really counteract that and make it more interesting. But if they just would have kept no bloom and
kept it simple,
yeah, then you wouldn't really have needed all of these armor abilities to try to counteract it and make it more interesting. So
one thing I never really got about the armor abilities, like, you know, in Halo, if someone's carrying any weapon, you can see them from a distance and you know what weapon they're carrying, you know, just the way they're holding up their arms and shoulders, you know, the shotgun, sniper rifle. You know, it's very visible what each player has. For the armor lock abilities, it's very non-Bungie to hide them like that because you don't know what someone has when they have an armor ability.
And I guess that would be nice if there was some kind of telltale.
Yeah, some indicator of what they got. You know, I think that would be really good because, like, say you're in a ghost and you're just running around trying to splatter people having fun, and you get some, you know, asshat just goes in the armor lock, kills you. That's extremely annoying. You know, I think if there was like an indicator or something, I think that would help a lot. It would help a lot. It's a little too late now.
I completely agree with that, and I hope that they continue to do this going forward. They listen to stuff like this. I just don't want there to be any randomness. Halo's always been a game about everybody's equal options. It's kind of like Daft's view of capitalism in the American way. Everybody's equal, so everything should continue to be equal. There shouldn't be any sort of randomness you add to the game just doesn't set well. No. Because we've been playing the same game for so ever, and you know, if it is too weird, I'm not gonna say we should not go to it. I mean, we could always go to Halo 3 because you look at people that put Battlefield. People played Battlefield 2 for a long time. Still play it over Battlefield 3.
They still play 1942. Well, they can't now, but it's, I think it closed. The server's closed down.
So I mean, And the last tournament, Reach, was really fun to watch. That was probably one of the funnest tournaments I have ever watched, and that's the main reason why I'm going to go to Raleigh. I won't go to Anaheim. It's too far away.
I think Reach got lucky. I think the Reach tournament really got lucky because, almost all the last tournaments, they lasted like game 5 and then game 11. If that didn't happen, I don't think it would have been as good.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's not like wrestling. Maybe they didn't try to do that. I'm kidding. They didn't try to do that.
No, I don't think they tried. No, I really don't. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it was very fortunate that happened. It helped a lot.
Did you watch it, Dust?
Did I watch what?
MLG.
Yeah.
Did you watch Adapt?
Not here.
I don't really watch MLG that much, to be honest.
Did you catch any of it or any clips or anything?
No.
It was awesome. So Daft, if there is a MLG in Orlando, you're coming with us.
I'd like to come if there was.
Oh, you're coming with us if there's one in Orlando, all right?
Okay.
I mean, it was really awesome. So, but in the game before, there's a lot of stuff I guess that we haven't touched on that may or may not be 100% true. I don't think you got to take this that it's a 100% flip of a coin that it's either true or not true. I'm pretty sure there's some leeway in all these things. But
you got the Spartan Ops replacing Firefight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's pretty consistent how that's going to be.
I agree with that.
You want to go into a little detail what Spartan Ops exactly is?
Yeah, I know. What they haven't released everything about it, but it's kind of interesting. Like, adding a whole story element to it. They were like the UNSC's biggest ship ever called the
Infinity?
The Infinity, yeah. It's called the Infinity. And it's kind of like Call of Duty, you know? They get special trained troops and they do certain missions, and that's going to be the Spartan Op missions. You know, it's going to be very Call of Duty-like. And I think that's a good thing. I think this Spec Ops is a lot more fun than Firefight. So, I mean, I don't like Call of Duty multiplayer, but I do enjoy Spec Ops. So.
And it's going to be cool that they're going to be changing it up every week.
Yeah. I think it's going to be free, too.
I'm pretty sure that they're going to have to have made it before the game came out, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. I think they have to buy them, too, through, like, Sparty credits or something.
Well, that'd be a good idea. More incentive. I didn't like the idea that Reach did that. I'm not going to say it was a gate breaker. I'm never playing Reach again because it's. But I really did not like the whole earning credits and buying stuff thing. I don't think I really bought anything. I think I only bought...
Well, the problem is it wasn't really worth buying. I mean, it was just armor, you know?
Yeah.
I think I had all my armor set, I think, after Lieutenant Colonel, which is like one of the beginning ranks. I never bought an armor piece after. I thought they all looked ugly after that. So...
What do you say about that, Daft? You got a lot of credits.
I think it's it's a neat matchmaking feature, right? You get something, and then for your playing, and then you can get something when you buy something with it, right? It's some reward.
So you do like the idea of having
credits. I do like the credit system. I think they should have like tons more armor.
I like the credits for the non-game changing things like armor. And I kind of glanced over the Game Informer League just now, but it looks like you're going to be able to affect loadouts with these Spartan points, and I don't know. How does that affect the game balance? Choose, like, different...
What's supposed to affect the loadouts are the armor abilities. Armor abilities are supposed to be purchased now.
Actually, people are speculating, since the DMR and BR are going to be in the game, it might be like Gears of War.
We know what kind of armor abilities you're going to be able
like
to buy.
Like Counter-Strike, where you have to pay for your guns.
we know what you're going to be able to buy with your credits, right? You're going to get stopping power, and you're lightweight, and you're running man, and you're this, and you're that, and...
But do you think it's going to affect gameplay?
Our armor abilities absolutely will affect gameplay.
So you think that if you have the better armor of whatever, you're going to be able to take more shots than the other guy?
I'd say more shots. Just mix up the gameplay.
Gives them an advantage.
Well, I mean, from what the Game Informer article seems to be hinting at is that it's more cut toward your play style. So... However you play Halo, you're probably going to end up choosing an armor ability that more supports your playstyle and helps. I'm trying to think of the word to use here, but I can't think of it at the moment.
It seems like Sprint's going to be for everybody, and then you're going to be
Sprint's going to be the ball.
So, like, Sprint and Camo is going to be nuts. So, hopefully,
I think Sprint should just be something built in. I don't think it should be like an armor ability. I think
so. You like Sprint? It is. It is going to be built into the new one.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's going to have it.
I don't like the idea.
Right. I haven't really read much into it, so I
hope you can turn it off.
Obviously, no turning off.
Because once they got rid of it in MLG, completely changed the way that you play the game.
I think custom. A lot of people are freaking out, but a lot of people are freaking out, like, oh, MLG is going to be, be completely new now. Like, no, I think 343 is going to put all the old settings in custom games.
Yeah, they definitely are.
I mean, you know, it just seems logical.
Did you see that one where somebody made that post about that movie that the guy can't remember anything, Magento?
The picture frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
The picture of Frankie and his
lies. What's that movie? I don't know. Damn. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, I saw that
on... I don't believe this man or something.
I thought that was pretty funny, because he was...
At least we're not returning the multiplayer. We don't care about that.
They didn't really talk about anything except that the Covenant actually find Chief, right? They didn't talk about anything else about...
Yeah, they just released pics of the Covenant, pretty much. I mean, they kind of mentioned them, but they didn't really explain.
There's a pic of an elite. I didn't see any other...
Well, I mean, if you read the stuff, doesn't it say that the elites find him? And that's how he gets out of his ship?
Well, to be honest, I kind of skimmed. Like, they kind of explain, like, the whole first 5 minutes of the game, but so, because of that, I kind of skipped through all that, because I don't want to hear about that.
Never mind, I'm over with it.
Yeah. I hate it when articles do that, you know, they just do it out of nowhere. Oh, by the way, the whole first mission is like this, you know, so you don't be surprised or anything.
Yeah, but I mean, you do have to realize there's some people out there that want any and all information that they can get on the game.
The DMR looks weird.
It looks like a sniper DMR hybrid.
Do they have the same amount of bullets, the BR and the DMR?
Doubt it.
The DMR says it has 15.
The BR I would assume the bullet counts are probably the same.
So 36 times 3.
You know what I was going back and thinking about? You remember the Halo 2 demo that they did at, what was it, E3-04, I guess? It was some E3. And you remember how when you zoomed in with the BR, it had the one-shot thing where if you were zoomed out, it was three shots?
Oh,
you mean
in Halo 2. Yeah.
I'm kind of curious. Yeah, I like it too, because it's like you can almost have the BR situation when you're zoomed out and then have the DMR situation when you're boomed in. Zoomed in. Wow, I can't speak.
I don't think it actually did that. I think it was you were always one shot.
No, but I'm saying what you could do is have something where it's like when you're zoomed out, it has a 3-round burst, and then when you're zoomed in, it's a 1-shot burst, and then the power behind the bullets adjusts accordingly.
I mean, that sounds cool, but I mean, would you have so you would the power? I mean, you're zoomed.
It's a dual purpose. Well, I guess that makes it kind of a god weapon at that point, doesn't it?
Well, when you zoom in, does the bullets get more powerful? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because it's one shot. You can have more power on the hammer.
So basically, like a hybrid of DMR and BR.
Yeah.
You have to be able to shoot slower. There would have to be something that.
You know. Well, it'd be kind of odd because like you know when you're like in a fight like a BR fight or whatever, you kind of zoom in and out constantly.
Yeah.
With shooting while you're doing that, it'd be kind of odd, you know, because you're shooting one time, one time, 3-round burst, one time burst, 3-round burst. It'd be a little odd, I think.
I mean, if you think about it, if you were to do a three, if both of you guys are strafing, you're doing a DMR versus a BR. The BR, yeah, it has more bullets, but it's going to be typically less accurate. Whereas DMR, it's more deadly and you have a little more time to line up shot, but it shoots a little bit slower. So, I mean, in theory, it could be balanced out, but I'm thinking about this idea, and they obviously wouldn't do it because it would break weapon balance so bad, so bad.
Well, that's why I think it's going to be like Gears of War, because you know, in Gears of War, you could choose between the Lancer and the Retro Lancer and the Nashor and Sawed-Off. It's kind of like a personal preference. I think it's going to be like that. I think you're going to have an option between the DMR pistol and the BR pistol.
I don't think you know? Should. Pay for that. That's kind of dumb.
Well, no, I don't think. Well, no, I think the DMR would be that, default. Though, you know, I think you already have it.
Too much. We had that in Reach. You know, you could have either VR.
I mean, the loadouts are still going to be in the game, so.
Yeah, I mean, the main things that meat of this, I don't think we've got to that have gotten people mad or questioning
what weapon drops?
These leaks are or the multiplayer. Additions, a few of them in particular are the weapon drops randomly spawning. We don't really know how random it is. I mean, just
top of
random is kind of annoying to me, but I haven't played it yet. And then instant Respawn, I'm pretty sure that that's just going to be a variant. I'm pretty sure
that's what that is.
I think it's just going to be a custom game option. I mean
I mean, I think it's going to be matchmaking.
But if it's not, it is now. After we're all going up.
But I mean, I would assume if it's possible to have it in the custom setting, that it's definitely more than possible to have it in matchmaking. So
if it doesn't work out.
I'm pretty sure that it's not going to be a one-all deal. I don't like the idea of instant response. That kind of messes up the purpose of setting up a team. And okay, I'm talking about the point from MLGM. I'm talking about matchmaking.
Well, I mean, instant response for customs would be nice.
Have the ability to do it, yeah. But can't you already do that in Reach?
No, well, not without you have to do a certain trick to get the game.
Well, you can do it 1 second, can't you?
No, the minimum is 3 seconds.
So that's probably what they did.
It's like, I don't even know how to... No, there's a way to make it insta spawn. I just don't know how to do it. I mean, there are game types out there that do it. I just don't know how to do it.
So is everybody kind of agreeing that it's pretty much going to be a option?
Yeah, I think it's an option, but I think the default option in matchmaking will be instant response.
Hey, Daft, did you read the Game Informer?
Not the Game Informer. I saw that article with all the leaks on it.
That's the Game Informer.
You're usually pretty.
Yeah, yes, I know. Yeah.
You're usually pretty fired up about this sort of thing. What are your thoughts?
They're not bringing back Armor Lock most likely, so that's a plus. They have brains and they can learn things. They can learn what people like and what they don't like. That's a good sign.
Okay, confirmed. 3 for 3 has brains, and they can learn things. All right, thanks.
I can confirm that.
Well,
actually.
The seeing through walls is a little ridiculous, but it depends, right? I mean, you shouldn't be able to see through walls extremely far away. Maybe
maybe just
at a very close range to make sure there's not someone around the corner with a shotgun. Just something kind of very close distance like that would be maybe acceptable. And then maybe only let you use it for a couple seconds, not too long of a time.
Yeah, I don't see the point in if there's a radar.
Yes. Well, when someone's shooting, you can't see them on the radar.
Well, I mean, I'm still...
But there needs to be an indicator on the radar that someone's using it. You know, I don't know, like, they turn blue or something.
Oh, that they can see you?
Yeah, because there has to be a con to it in some way.
I wonder if they could see invisible people.
I'm interested.
What about, the random weapon drops. I like how ODFC EJY put it there. They're making the game noob-friendly, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like a form of socialism in kind of a sense, like right now everyone gets...
Wait. So how does random weapon drops make it noob friendly?
All right. Because you don't have to learn when they're going to spawn.
Everyone was a noob at one point.
But I mean, look at the majority of games you go into. People, or at least for matchmaking, people aren't counting timers. Most people are just.
Yeah, me too.
I'm saying majority. I'm not saying.
Yeah. The average player.
Even if they're not counting the timers, you can still go back and check the spawn location every now and then.
You relatively know when they're gonna. You know it's gonna take like 2 minutes for a sniper.
Not always.
Look.
When I get into big team battle, I don't even think about when weapons drop.
Think about it. You're right.
And it's like I run around. It's like if I see one, ooh. Shiny, pick it up.
Not everyone's going to be like that. Some people are actually going to use strategy and go after the power weapons.
But I mean, if they want that, go into MLG, because MLG is going to have that set
up. No one wants to play MLG. Like, it's okay. For me, for example, I love competitive, traditional Halo. A good night of matchmaking. Not that MLG nonsense with no radar and no this, no that. That's just stupid. I don't even want to play that nonsense.
I don't like radar. Anyway.
You know? And the point is, like, everyone was once a noob, but they learned the spawn location. It's not that hard. We don't need to be having these random weapon drops, you know, catering to, you know, the new people who can't find anything.
Well, I mean, I think it depends.
I honestly don't see what's wrong with random weapon drops.
Well,
you don't see the point of if it's random, so they could drop 3 snipers in one base and your base could get 0?
Well, I think it's going to be that random.
I'm the same. We don't know how random it is.
If it's random to a point to where, like, each weapon drop comes on, like, a map each, like, alternating time, like, okay, we'll go on this side of the map, then next one's on this side of the map.
Kind of like King Hill, but for weapons.
Yeah, but except the sequel, you know? Cause, you know, like, each weapon drop is on each side of the map, alternating. I think that'll make it balance a little bit. But yeah, if it's like three weapon drops on one side of the map continuously, yeah, then I'm bad.
Oh, I was thinking more or less like random timings of weapon drops, not necessarily like random anywhere across the map, whatever weapon drop.
Well, the way that if you want to think of the Game Informer, you got it 100% right if they did. I mean, it seemed as if it's random times and random places. It's both. I mean, a sniper could spawn 10 seconds after another one is the way they made it seem. I know for
a fact. I don't think that's how they would do that.
I don't think
it'd be like every, I don't know, minute or so.
Because how would they design the map? Map design for Halo has been, sniper's going to go here. The rockets are going to go here. I'm pretty sure they think about that when they go into the design of the map. Because that means a lot. Though, I mean, with Forge, you can change it up yourself, but if you just had a random map that was just made and you weren't even thinking about where the weapons were going to go, I don't think it would play very well.
Well, man, yeah, it just depends. Like, what do they mean?
I mean, when I've done Forge maps, I've always done structure and then done weapons.
So you didn't think about, like, when you're making something, what would go good there?
When a map is close to completion from the huge Forge items I've done, yeah, but for the core of the map, no.
When
it gets down to specifics, so I really
posts
think about
from the guys that do it for the MLG maps. I'm just using it as an example. When they go ahead and build the map, they are also thinking about weapons.
Well, I mean, that's because it's MLG. That's a little bit different of a niche than going and just building a fun Forge map. So.
Well, I think the huge problem in MLG, like the community is crying. The MLG community is crying right now. You know, they kind of want the Halo game to, you know, be only for them. When you know, the downright fact is, you know, most people don't buy Halo for MLG.
But if you look at that, everyone wants Halo the way they want Halo. So, yeah. I mean, that's really not a fair argument.
Do you realize how minuscule the percentages of the Halo overall fan base that is MLG, how minuscule that number is?
Yeah, that's not talking
as small as you would think.
Well, it's pretty small and insignificant. It seems like all they do is just bitch about everything in each installment that irks them. You know, their precious BR and their this and their that.
Well, I mean, because they're passionate about it. I mean,
probably around 20%, I would say.
No, I wouldn't put it that high.
I think it's around 20%.
I would say 10%, but.
And I would say the ongoing sales of DLC and whatnot is definitely a lot.
I mean, it's big enough to where they have the attention of 343, and 343 is working with them. And it's the same thing with Griftball.
And that's terrible that the 343 developer is catering to the needs and wants of a very small minority.
I think they're just catering to everybody.
But they're really not minorities if they're the ones that have stood out amongst.
Well, they're the vocal.
All these other
vocal minority versus silent majority.
Well, if they care the most, then
yeah. Well, that's not talking.
Yeah,
about.
Do they really care the most?
I think they do care.
They do.
If they bitch the most, they definitely care.
Well, yeah, they bitch the most. Yeah, but just because like a bunch of you know players in their living rooms aren't having these big over the top tournaments doesn't mean they don't care.
They're really serious about it. Like me and you, we're kind of serious.
Well, man,
I'm very serious about it. In the comfort of my own home.
If you saw the passion in Goose and Bravo, you know that there's a reason why MLG and Griftball are in Halo. There is a reason that both of those are in there. And I mean, anything else can, with a certain amount of passion, can produce something like that. It's just that's what's here right now.
I'm not crying about their right to exist within the Halo. You know, the world, the online world, I'm just saying that they don't need to be catered to as if there's some big, you know, super significant majority.
Well, I think what the problem is no matter what 343 makes in this game, no matter what they put in it, MLG is somehow, some way going to make it more competitive. You know, there is no way 343i is ever going to make the fully competitive game MLG 1. So no matter what they do, MLG is going to add more to it.
Well, they're gonna test it more.
Yeah, I mean they're going to test it and all that. But you know what the MLG community is wanting is you know for 343i to cater specifically to them. And you know that's just like no matter.
Well, they're not. I mean, you have to think that this realistically. They're not specifically catering to MLG.
Well,
granted, they're taking input from them, but they're not saying. okay, we're making this game specifically for MLG. No, they're taking little tidbits.
Let's be honest. We all know Sundance and Bravo are sitting next to Frankie right now. We all know this. We all know this is a fact. And they're telling him what to put in the game. They say no zombies.
Oh no, I want zombies.
I'm stating the truth, everybody.
I want Flood Firefight, but apparently we don't have that anymore.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You want to know how MLG operates? Every time a new Halo game is released, whatever Bungie or 343 put into the game, let's see, MLG takes it, they go into Forge, let's strip this, let's strip that, let's strip this, and let's strip this one last part for good measure, and now we have a game type that involves about one gun, two grenades, and about two armor abilities, and this is now competitive. Have fun.
It's their version of competitive, and that's been the standard, because that's MLG has established themselves as the pro league for Halo.
I think that's what MLG needs to realize, is that, like, you know, no matter what, you know, 343 is going to make a game for everyone, but the default game type that was released is going to cater to, you know, the majority of the Halo players who just play Halo for Halo.
But it's not like they don't understand that. They know that.
What's wrong with
that's what people in Forge do. They take the game that's there and they say, okay, I want to make this game. I want to make this map with this game to happen. It's essentially the same thing. It's just they're doing it with a very more specific game set, and then they're doing that, and people like it.
That's why Forge Custom Games is there, because no matter what 343 puts, MLG can fix it. I think that's what people need to know. You know, so no matter what game is going to come out, I promise you that all the features that they're going to want to put in MLG is going to be there.
Yeah.
And so it kind of calmed down, you know?
At the end of the day, you're going to get your Halo. So
yeah, exactly.
People are going to get their Halo, and 343 is going to make it the way they want to make it. But they're also going to put in features into the game that can support these other communities.
Yeah, so for right now, I'm gonna.
It's not an exclusive. Okay, we are doing this specifically for this community. It's we're doing it with this in mind, and we want to be able to give these guys as much tools as they can to have their community build and grow.
Yeah, which is what Halo's always done since 30.
So yeah. You're trying to say they're gonna have a voice.
If there was a big racing. Like, if Halo Reach Tracks was to become huge, I'm sure that there would be a playlist for a race.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely possible. I would love to see a race playlist, personally. I think race in Halo is fun. I miss race from Halo 1. I thought it was one of the more fun game types, to be honest. More fun than Oddball.
Do you think that since Reach hasn't really stood the test of time, that it's really the fault of bad gameplay decisions, and they're trying to fix that, or it's because Halo Reach wasn't enough Halo, and people.
I think it was the support. Bungie didn't probably support the game.
No, I mean, okay, so Reach was a good game, yes, but it didn't carry nearly as long as any of the Halo.
Well, I mean, if you think about Halo 3, remember Halo 3 when it launched? You had that terrible melee system. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but the game continued on. I'm just trying to say.
Yeah, I know, but that's because Bungie kept on fixing it. If Bungie would have fixed Armor Lock earlier, I think the game would have been a lot more successful.
Okay, so I was always intrigued by what people thought. Why Reach didn't stand the test of time? Was it because it wasn't enough Halo, or it wasn't enough Call of Duty?
I think it was a bunch of small things that just kind of built up to this one big
turd.
Yeah, I wanted to say clusterfuck, but that gets bleeped. So
you already said it. Oh well.
I think it's old data mechanics. Because I mean,
so you think it's too stale? You think it's too Halo? You think?
Well, no. I mean, think about it. When Halo Combat Evolved came out, they had all the new mechanics at that time, correct? You know, they kind of had the top technology in that game.
For the first controller-based shooter.
Yeah, exactly. They did all the new. They, you know, they had all the new things. That was 10 years ago, and we're still using these things. You know, and we can't, Halo, I do believe that Halo does need to kind of get back in the times. There's no problem with Halo 4 having the new innovations now like Halo Combat Evolved did. I think that's what a lot of people are upset about. They think that, people permanently quitting in games, all these new features are now be taken out. They thought it was Halo. That wasn't Halo. That was in every other shooter at the time. Now, but people think it's Halo because it's only in Halo now, and really Halo is just dated. you know? Because there's so many features that people think it's Halo, but when that was in every other shooter at the time when Halo was popular. It's, you know, it's just, what makes Halo is, you know, well-paced gameplay, balance.
I mean, the only thing I can really think of that Halo took from anything else was Firefight. Other than that, they pretty much came up with
the first person
shooter online experience.
What are you talking about? They took armor abilities from Call of Duty perks, obviously.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there. They took Firefight from Horde mode and Gears, obviously. They took the armor abilities from COD. But you have to look at, they have theater mode, which surprisingly still not many games support, which is really weird.
Forge.
Even they have Forge.
No one's going to skill as Halo.
Although, then...
Is Horde mode as customizable as Firefight?
It is now, pretty much. Well, not like in the custom settings, but if you play Gears of War 3 Horde mode, you can do some pretty interesting things on there. Like, you can set up bases and stuff. It's pretty cool.
It seems like Firefight is a lot more customizable.
The thing is, Firefight, it doesn't... I don't see it big in Halo, you know? I don't see it as a big...
Oh, yeah.
The only problem with Firefight in Reach is the lag online. If it
is that's bad, then it would... Well, I just see Firefight as just, you know, one part of the campaign that we're playing over and over again. That's why I don't think it's that fun.
I would like them to keep it, because I like playing it, but, you know, if they don't, I'm not going to miss it.
I would like to see it stay, but...
I still don't have the achievements on ODST, so it'll give me another reason to go play ODST again.
I still have my copy. I'm keeping my copy.
Yeah, I do too.
ODST was, in my opinion, one of the better Halo campaigns to be.
I think it was much better than Halo 3.
Oh, Halo 3 is at the bottom of the list in terms of campaign. In my opinion, it was way too. Right. I hate to use the word easy. And
it was the easiest one, wasn't it?
The routes were beyond simple.
When you can run the Cortana level in 10 minutes on Legendary, you know there's something wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I think it had like one little trouble playing through the game in Legendary. And, it was easy. The
problem was like the Arbiter couldn't die, and you could just hide and let him do it.
Yeah, I did have a lot. I remember doing it on the first mission a lot.
Halo 2 was definitely the longest. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah. I played the Halo Combat Evolved again anniversary.
If I had to rate the campaigns, I would honestly say it'd be Halo 1, Halo 3 ODST, Halo 2, Halo Reach, Halo 3.
I like Halo Reach a lot. I mean, I like the cinematics. I like the story, but I don't like the gameplay that much. But I did like the story, and the cinematics are very interesting.
Halo 2 is my favorite. Halo 2 changed my life.
So we can all agree that Bungie kind of had a subtle track record of dropping the ball.
Oh yeah.
Like a Halo 3 campaign, Halo Reach, Forge, and lack of maps, etc.
Well, I mean, we knew for a while that it was something that they necessarily didn't want to work on for a long time, and I mean they were in contract with Microsoft, so there's a little bit of bitterment in there, but they still made.
A good game,
yeah. Now with 343, they have a lot to live up to.
So. Well, man, I think a lot of people are forgetting. I mean, I told this to my friend like a long time ago. Is that I knew people were gonna get mad over this game because they're forgetting that this isn't Bungie's Halo anymore. This is 343's Halo, so it's gonna be the biggest change we're going to see in the series. You know, this is a whole new developer, and this is a whole new ideals on the game. So I don't think a lot of people were expecting that, and I think they're kind of realizing that now, that it's going to be very different.
I'm really interested in how different the looks are going to be, feel of the game.
It looks more like, you know, technology.
Yeah, it looks a lot more futuristic.
Yeah.
Because Halo looked kind of futuristic.
It's more like cartoon futuristic.
But now, I mean, it's just...
Greg, you're really quiet.
Oh, I moved away, I'm sorry. I was leaning back, you know. Hot Lana style. Is there anything that we missed? Anybody want to talk about?
I don't know. I just skimmed over the Game Informer thing as you guys were talking about it, so I didn't.
They got the drop in, drop out stuff, join in progress. I think that's it.
Griffball is confirmed. we made that joke at PAX so much.
That's the most important thing.
Griffball is all right.
I don't play it, so.
I don't blame on matchmaking, but it seems like every single game I play, I guess idiot team is either betraying people or just not playing.
I win.
It's a lot more fun when you go in at least with one other person.
Maybe we need to do a Reddit gift ball or a grift ball tournament.
A gift ball?
A gift ball.
Well, I don't know if y'all know, but we're gonna be alternating between MLG tournaments, and then the next one will be a community tournament, which will be fun game types and stuff.
Team bubble bath.
Yeah.
Oh or gosh. Speed Tetris. I really do wish they had some kind of community playlist where they had took some of these community ideas and just stuck them in a playlist.
I think
a lot of people would like it. It's random, crazy game types.
What they do have is it's Action Stack and Reach.
Quite to the extreme is what I was thinking, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's all Steam's going to get.
I mean, you would throw in Speed, you would throw in Tetris, you would throw in. I don't know any more prominent custom games off the top of my head.
Speed, or do the elites look a lot like the Jackals in this? Maybe I'm just seeing this weird. Like their arms?
They look a little more flood-like.
They have less armor.
Their feet? Look at their feet. Their feet look like Marines from.
It looks like Gears of War feet.
I don't know. Their arms look more like a jackal. They just appear to be jackal.
Hey, has anyone ever thought that the Halo Brutes and the Gears of War Locust look really similar?
Yeah, they actually do.
I haven't thought of that. No.
They look extremely similar. It's like the whole. Their whole kind of style, the architecture and their kind of armor is so similar in a way, and the weapons, the Hammerburst feels just like a spiker.
It looks just like isn't there a gun that looks like a spiker in Gears of War? It has two horns at the bottom.
Oh no, to me there still seems to there feels a good difference between the two. I definitely get what you're saying. There definitely are similarities between it, but I don't think they're that similar.
Nah. Well, Gears of War's
like aesthetic, they feel kind of similar.
They feel similar, but they don't.
The Brutes are easier to kill.
Yeah, just gotta.
They're so dumb.
Yeah, they're so dumb and ape-like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they are.
I mean, Halo 2, they were easier to kill than Halo 3. In Halo 2, they just charged at you.
Yeah, but you can pull needles through the, I forget the name of the map, but when you're going through High Charity, that's all I did. I just dual needles through the whole thing.
I'm super proud of what I remember doing that.
So I guess that means we're winding down, because it's getting a little quiet in here. But, if we miss anything, please feel free to write us, and we will... On the show, we will read your submissions pretty regularly, but... We just have a problem getting submissions in pretty regularly.
We only have two. We have two sitting in our inbox right now. So I'm waiting for a few more to come in so we can actually have a decent submission read.
If you guys want us to talk about something, just let us know. We don't really mind talking about anything. Next couple episodes, we're going to have a few special guest hosts.
Yep.
We're going to talk about MLG. Talking probably more about the Game Informer after it actually releases, and I'm pretty sure Frankie's going to say something more. More bulletins going to be coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do a recap of the Reddit tournament. There'll probably be more tournaments in the future. Stay tuned and keep checking back.
Summer should be interesting, too.
Yeah, I mean, E3's going to have something.
I don't know.
It needs to be something big.
I think that's when all the Halo 4 news is going to blow up.
Well, I wouldn't say all of it.
Well, I mean,
a good majority, yeah.
Sure, we're going to see a campaign level.
We have to. Well, yeah, at that point, we have to.
I would say a Spartan Ops level, maybe not a campaign level.
No, I would say a campaign. Or at least show us a little bit more of the environment in Engine. Like, not the little scenes that we had in the first look where it was just like, oh, yeah, there's Chief and the Warthog with how the camera is, the back is blurred out.
Yeah.
Give us some actual scale to the size of these somewhat colossal maps that they keep on hinting at.
I want to know the bad guys, who they are.
Probably be Forerunners.
There's some
well, these elites don't look happy in this. In this
there is some speculation of some precursor stuff that was left behind that it might be
machines or people.
I want to say
it couldn't even be in the same universe.
It
could be in a different galaxy.
Well, the general consensus, at least from people that I talk with over PAX, is it has to do something with the Greg Bear trilogies of books. So there's definitely it. I haven't read the books personally, and I do plan to read them all before Halo 4 comes out. But from what I've heard from people that have read the books, there's definitely we're definitely going to see some Forerunner and Precursor stuff that comes out in this game.
So people or technology? What do you think?
I would say we're going to see more technology stuff. So the AI, the Precursor AIs, maybe we'll see some of them.
Tangent.
And then maybe like at the end of Halo 5 or maybe in Halo 6, we might see some of these left behind Forerunners or Precursors that actually still are living and breathing somewhere in like a
cryotube,
a slip space. I think it's Dyson Sphere, from if I remember people talking about it. But it's like I don't know. This is just little tidbits I picked up, and people correct me if I'm wrong, but it's these Dyson Spheres, which is basically contained slip space, can basically travel through time and stuff like that. So it can be like suspending time in these spheres.
So you're trying to say that flood could go through these things?
I'm saying that there might be precursors and or foreigners out in shield worlds that we don't even know of yet.
Hopefully there's no flood in these.
They are contained within these Dyson spheres. I'm probably butchering this really bad, and I'm probably getting yelled at right now. So.
The flood. It needs to be like the Halo Comic Evolve flood.
You're butchering this really bad. I'll stop now, and I'll read the books, and I'll get back to you guys in 5-6 months.
6 months?
Dude, that's 12 books to read.
There's not 12...
We have.
I said Forerunner. I didn't say
Halo. Fall of Reed.
Hold on. That don't matter. You said the Greg Bearman novels. Do you really need to know what happened on Harvest?
Going back and reading from the beginning. Okay. I mean, yes, I could go through and read those in about a month. Yes, I could do that. But I'm just going through from the beginning, so.
I kind of have a job to worry about and stuff too. So.
Yeah. Anyways.
He has to answer to Big Daddy Government, right? Mr. Bernanke in his office, right? With his swivel chair, right?
Remember, we can't cut taxes because Dustin might be out of a job, so.
Oh no.
How long do you have to work there? 4 years?
What?
How long do you have to work there?
2 years.
2 years, okay. You think you'll stay?
Likely not.
Big man, where do you work, big man?
I mean, depending if I end up doing something that I really enjoy, I might stay a little bit longer.
Dustin's real plan, work at 343.
If I could, I would. I won't, though. It's not going to happen.
Dude, you don't know, man. What are you, like, are you doing more programming at your new job?
I honestly don't know. I seriously, don't know. Enterprise services.
For, you're setting up, IBM systems?
No, it's for distributive computing systems, like mass email, collaboration tools, that kind of stuff. So support for those kind of services.
But
possible.
Would you say that you'd be the best in programming? That'd be
no. No.
What would be your strong suit? You said network or security?
What would be my strong suit?
Something. You got a master's degree.
What would be my strong suit for this job?
Okay, let's just say You went to school for 5 years, however long. What?
Four and a half.
What? You got a mascot. What would you say that your strong suit is in this whole IT thing? Like, you said programming's not.
Yeah, programming is definitely not.
Are you good at, like, setting up networks? Are you good at...
I mean, I'm good at a lot of the administration stuff and kind of connecting the dots between things.
So you're a problem solver.
More or less.
You might be like an analyst or something.
No. Well, analyst has a different meaning in the cyber world, so no.
I'm just looking from a... You know what I do, so...
No, yeah. I mean, I really can't give you... many details, because I really don't... I mean, until I know what I'm doing, I really can't say.
I guess in a month, you'll be able to tell us.
Yeah. If I can tell you.
I hate to interrupt this exciting discussion, but I do have to go, so...
Oh, yeah, we're winding down. We're about to leave.
Yeah, well, no, I got kind of to go now.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on. We'll try to have you again in the future.
Yeah, thank you. Our Hell Tournament, starting April 14th, 15th, me and Catacorn playing it, so... Yep.
Thank you so much for being on.
Yes, thank you. All right. Have a good day.
You too, right, man.
Well, it's night at this point. Or it's 9:30 where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if we are wrapping up the show, make sure to check us out on podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out our forums.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're there, check out our beta forums.
And while you're there, post something.
And while you're there, call our voicemail. And I don't have the number in front of me, but it's in last week. It's in the last show.
Yeah. And don't forget to frag them trucks.
Yes.
Autumn trucks, you see, frag them.
Also, I will be auctioning off signed RVB posters within the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, for what?
Guys, check out this forum. It's great stuff. We got lots of great Halo 4 discussion. We're discussing other games like Max Payne, Far Cry, etc. Political discussions, religious discussions too, a little bit. I have a Halo.
Daft, do you have a blog?
No.
You need a blog.
I do have a Halo Reach challenge guide.
No. You need a politics blog.
Where are we talking about religious stuff on this show?
No, in the
forums.
On the podcast forum, which we. The 2012 thread, the political thread we discussed, a little bit of religion. We had a little bit of an evolution debate recently.
Oh,
so hey, Chucky J, he put up a pretty good case for the theist, the creationism. I might add.
We got spam bombed too. Like I went through on, I guess it was Saturday. This is strange because it was right after the Game Informer leak fiasco. And as many of you guys know, Rukari and Grand Brother One and some of the other guys are moderators on Waypoint, and they were having to handle the situation. Little did I know, we actually had our own little issue on the forums, and we had, I guess, a spam bot system register about 25 different accounts, and I had to go through and clean that mess up. So
should we change the CAPTCHA?
Well, the CAPTCHA in the current board software sucks. In the new board software, it's a lot better. They use reCAPTCHA, which is a huge improvement, and there's also an integrated blacklist, and I was going to try to work on it some this weekend, but I mean, it's PAX. I should have known better.
Were you at Boston? Is that where it was at?
Yeah, I was in Boston.
Oh, sweet. I've never been.
It was cold and windy the first 2 days.
Never been to DC neither.
Well, you should come visit. You can just crash at my place.
Oh, look at that. They can do MLG DC. We'll see what happens. They have MLG Atlanta. You can stay at my place now because I got a town home now. So.
All right. Cool. All
right. And if there's an MLG Tampa, we're definitely staying at Daft's house. Right, Daft?
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't know what he just signed up for, does he?
He's like, I cannot confirm nor deny.
Yeah. Is there anything else we should mention?
You know, we should have a podtacular field trip to the Republican Convention, National Republican Convention in Tampa in August, huh?
What does that have to do about Halo?
Well, it's in Tampa.
Can I?
We could potentially record an episode there.
I'm gonna go up there. I'm gonna be like, Greg Lewis, what's your question? All right.
Well, we could announce our official Podtacular endorsement of Mitt Romney for the presidency.
No.
We could announce her official DAF link.
how would we endorse him if we don't even have any money?
Like we give our verbal recommendation. Like we announce to the internet world that we like him, like we want him to win. That like a kind of it's a recommendation endorsement.
If I already donated to
we're a Halo podcast, not a political podcast. Just need to remind everybody.
You know, we could make the leap into politics, right?
We could make the leap into Pokemon.
I'd rather make the leap into Pokemon than politics.
we could be a conservative Halo podcast. Now you know how many hits that would get. That'd be off the charts.
Now you know. Those stupid Democrats trying to pass those laws. There's nothing that pisses me off.
They're all socialists.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks, guys, for listening.
I would like to have Trump on the show. He is good to listen to.
Donald Trump is the man. He's pretty awesome, actually.
I wouldn't mind having Donald Trump.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night, my baby. Good night, my honey. Good night, my rat.